This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the world championships on the Big Island.
I hope you had a great weekend. It is Monday as we are releasing this podcast. My name is Brad Brown. You're listening to the Kona Edge, and we head back to catch up with Curtis Feltner on today's podcast to talk a little bit about his Ironman run and some of the things he's done to get better over time. Before we do that, though, just a big thanks to Wheel Science for sponsoring this edition of the podcast. If you're looking for high-performance race wheels that'll give you all the performance but at half the price, then Wheel Science is the answer, okay? All you need to do is head over to this URL. It is thekonaedge.com/wheels. That's thekonaedge.com/wheels if you'd like to find out more and make sure that if you are going to purchase yourself a set of those wheels, to use the coupon code KONAEDGE at checkout to get 10% discount. Let's get straight into my chat now with Curtis. Welcome back onto this edition of the Kona Edge. My name is Brad Brown. It's good to have you with us, and we head back to catch up with Curtis Feltner on today's podcast. Curtis, you come into the sport with a running background. That's almost like an unfair advantage, I think, for the guys and girls who come from a swimming or biking background. If you can run, this sport is a doddle.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that I have like a super good running background to come from, but it was what I did before for sure. I'm still not like a super fast runner. I think I've kind of balanced out as I've done the sport. It is definitely still my strength, but I'm not turning in any crazy run splits by any numbers.
What's the secret to becoming a good runner?
The craziest thing, so once Matt Lieto became my coach, he kind of made me back off really a lot on my pace, on my easy runs. And that's probably been the single biggest leap forward, was running slower when it was supposed to be slow. That's something, even like when I was running in college, or the program I was with, we didn't do that really. We didn't run easy. And that, I mean, I've read a book on that. There's a book called 80-20 Running. It's actually really great read. If, especially if you're somebody who was like me previously that thought like running slow was stupid, and what benefit was I getting from this, you know? But I've heard this mentioned before on your podcast, people talking about running easy being a big leap forward, and it's definitely something that's worth mentioning again.
Yeah, it's weird that, because it's almost counterintuitive, isn't it? That you think, oh, yeah. I mean, like, what are these people on? Like, they've got to be smoking something. But it's amazing how when you do start doing it, how hard you can push on those hot days.
Yeah, and it makes long runs like my favorite day of the week. You know, like the Sunday long run is now, it's not this daunting task that I know I'm going to be pushing my body to the limits. It's just an enjoyable stroll through the woods on a trail or something, you know, and it's just fun now. Like, running became way more fun doing that for sure.
I love that you say that, because that's exactly the way I feel about it too. I mean, I got back from a long, and it's funny you say that, we're recording this on a Sunday, and got back from my long Sunday run, and it is, it's exactly that. I mean, if you look at the splits on Strava, it's almost embarrassing that it's so slow. People must think, what's wrong with you? But, they make such a big difference, and it's right. You spot on that it's those runs where you learn to love running, where you can just switch your mind off and have time to yourself, where you not feel like you're going to pop a lung for an hour or 2 hours or however long that long run is.
Yeah. And the science behind it shows it's improving your aerobic ability. And when you're running that slow, your body finds like the more efficient way to run. So it's cool.
Absolutely.
That book's definitely worth a read if anybody's.
Yeah, it's funny.
Anybody struggling with that?
Yeah, I haven't read it, so I'm definitely going to check it out, and I'll put the link in the show notes as well. If anybody wants to pick that up, definitely go. And I mean, I understand the science behind it, but I haven't read the book, so I think it's next on my list of books to read. As far as sort of things that you've done, do you think that is the thing that's really moved the needle most on your performance is implementing that 80-20? Do you think that's where the biggest gains for you have come in recent times?
Yeah, I think so. And I just have more time running now. And that's probably a lot of that has to do with that it's easier. I'm not trying to run a certain amount of miles as fast as I can or something. It's just, I mean, that my runs get scheduled by time now. So it's like go out for an hour and a half and chill. But I definitely run more miles than I did a few years ago. But like in the mix of triathlon, not like obviously less than I was running when I was in college, just running. But yeah, the easy thing is definitely, and it's really especially hard before the first race of the year, because I just do so many easy miles in the winter time, and it's, you're like, I haven't run fast in forever. and it somehow clicks in.
Curtis, you mentioned in our first chat as well with injuries that you have struggled with some injuries, and they weren't necessarily running. I mean, you mentioned the snowboarding and the infamous constant accidents. Have you struggled with running injuries throughout your running career, or have you been pretty lucky?
No, I did. I had like a stress fracture once in my foot, but I was not being smart. It was 5 or 6 years ago, and I was trying to get back into running shape, and I had just started running again, and I ran 10 miles like the second week or something. And I just tried to get back into it too fast and gave myself a stress fracture. But that's really the only time I've ever had an actual injury from running that I can think of. I had a little like tendonitis thing in college in my knee, but yeah, I've been pretty lucky with that in the sport for sure.
What are you working on right now? What are you trying to get better at run wise?
I don't know. I'm more focused on the other two right now, probably, and just sort of letting the run come naturally. But I think we're going to start adding in some more speed work, which is cool, because I've, like, maybe actually do some track workouts. I haven't done that in a really long time, so that'll be fun. I really like doing those.
Cool.
It's been a while, so yeah.
As far as favorite workouts go, I mean, you mentioned the long runs. Are those them, or do you like the high intensity ones where you're really suffering?
They each have their place for sure, but definitely long runs, long easy runs on a good new trail or something is definitely my favorite.
Cool. Curtis, has been great catching up once again. I look forward to talking about your nutrition setup and how you take care of things there, but we'll save that for next time. Thanks for your time on the Cone Edge.
Yeah, thanks for having me again.
And that's a wrap for this edition of the podcast. Thank you very much to Curtis for joining us once again. And thank you, most importantly, to you for listening and sticking with us today. It's awesome to have you along, and I'm so appreciative of everyone who listens to this podcast. I've been talking for the last year about some of the goals that we had set, and one of them was to reach 1 million downloads this year. I can tell you we are well on track. I'll be giving you an update very, very soon, because we are just about to hit that 1 million mark, to be honest. So it's coming up very, very shortly. We're going to have some celebration. There has to be some bubbles, I think. We'll figure out what to do, but yeah, we are getting there, and it's all because of you, so thank you. Also, a big thanks to Wheel Science for sponsoring this edition of the podcast. If you are looking for new race wheels, you can support us here at the podcast by getting your race wheels from Wheel Science. They have got an incredible range of wheels at a fraction of the price you would be paying with some of the sort of bigger brand names within the wheel space. And the best part about it is you get the same performance, if not better, at half the price. So go check them out, okay? That's Wheel Science. The URL to get to is thekonaedge.com/wheels. If you'd like to find out more, that's thekonaedge.com/wheels. You can also click on the link in the podcast player below this podcast as you're listening to it right now, and make sure that you use the coupon code KONAEDGE, all one word, KONAEDGE at checkout, and they'll give you 10% off your order as well. Until tomorrow, from myself, Brad Brown, cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. simply search for the Kona Edge.